Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features Human guests, Mary Holland and Greg Rowan.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. This is Matt Besser, Mary Craig. I haven't seen or heard you guys in a while. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Mary and I have seen each other recently.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that. Excuse me. Very recently.
In the last month, I would even say.
In a different state.
Okay, should I pry?
No, let's just leave it as vague as possible.
I think let's leave it there and create some intrigue.
Come back next episode and you'll learn.
Choices up in my head. It's destination wedding or a television show.
What do you think, Brett? Or both.
It's a show about a destination wedding?
Yes. It's called Destination Weddings, and it's on True TV, which I'm not
sure if
it still
exists. That would be a great show.
It actually would be a really great show. Yeah, yeah. No, it
would be. That would be a great, because people love travel shows, and people love shows where you get to do something in a weird place.
Yeah. Also, drama. There's always drama at a destination wedding. Although I've only been to one, and there was a hurricane. So, yeah, or a tornado.
Oh, really? Where was what was the destination?
This is so many scenes. We're already just in Austin, Texas.
Austin, okay. Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
That's a destination,
it was
huh?
It was all improvisers in the second, like people got a hurricane alert and it was, or not hurricane, sorry, tornado. And everybody like got this like alert at the same time on their phones. Everybody was like, ha ha, doing bits. And then the tent that we're in like just fell down. Everybody was just like, ah, just like running like crazy. Oh,
everyone was doing bits?
Like I was like truly terrified and people, but like nervously, like when you see something
guys,
like,
you're guys, all like, guys. What? Seriously, my brother is listening to the radio in the other room, and I know you're having fun doing hurricane bits out here, but we really do need to get underground now.
Okay. Oh, the radio? Okay. What's he listening to? Z Morning Zoo Crew, Elvis and the Pals.
Yeah, Elvis and the Pals. Oh, woo, woo.
Oh, God, I love Elvis and the Pals. They're so fucking stupid. No, I love hate listening to that bullshit.
Oh, yes, but they, like, honestly, if you put that on at 7 a.m.
Whoa, hold down the tables. Oh, shit. There
hold
it went.
On.
Yeah, the only table I want to hold on to is called a blackjack table, because after this, I want to fucking go make some money at the tables.
Yeah, go play the slot
guys,
machines,
let's continue
baby.
These bits downstairs, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, totally, yeah. Well, we're totally going downstairs. We got to get safe, for sure.
And you guys said you'd help the DJ get his crate of... records.
I'll help DJ Tanner from Full House get her records. What are you talking about? She listens to CDs. That show was in the 90s. Like, yeah, what? I'm going to help Camris Cameron? Like, she's like crazy now. Like, what are you even asking me to do? Okay?
Yeah, disc jockeys
aren't
even
hear
around
your
anymore.
Quips anymore. The wind's really picking up, guys. It's your snark isn't even working out here.
Ow!
It's a tent pole.
Oh my
god! Arm.
Oh my god! It stabbed right through your heart. More like, yeah, right.
What?
That's not.
Mary, you need food.
Yeah, this hurts. Yeah, right. This is
yeah,
awesome.
Right. That hurts. Yeah. Oh my god!
Take a picture of me. Look.
Okay.
Actually,
go stand in front of that big green sheet that's hanging up along the wall there.
He's not going to be able to walk against the wind that far.
I'm trying. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, don't try. Watch out for the car. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I got all of that on video. This is going straight to my reels. I'm so excited. I'm going to put. Oh, my God. Wait, can I tag you in this, Craig? Craig?
He's dead.
He's dead?
Tag me.
Were his dying words.
Hey,
Let's talk some more about that.
The wedding's about the bride and the groom. People have to remember.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
You get drunk, yeah, you make it about yourself.
So I never have ever had a drink at a wedding. I'll never do it. Because it's about the bride and the groom.
Yeah, ultimately. I've never, I don't think I've ever been to a wedding that had a big dramatic thing happen in it.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't. Or at least not that I was aware of, even from like, even personal drama. Maybe people just didn't tell me.
I've been at several, but here's just like a small example. Surely something like the moment where someone, it doesn't have to be like, I want to marry the bride. It's like, I was at a wedding and it was my date and it was her best friend's sister was getting married.
Okay.
So I'm really far removed. And it's a very wealthy New England family. And it's like at a country club. And the big event is fireworks at the end of the wedding. And my date is very drunk. And every time a firework gets let off, she's sarcastically, the way a lot of...
Oh, no.
Just going, ooh. Like, oh my God. People are all out there trying to, you know, whether they're enjoying it or not, like, fake and shit, like, oh, that's nice. Oh, the, you know, this was paid for the wedding. Yay, this is great. And she's just obviously going, oh, ooh, ah. And there aren't many people there. You know, it's like 50 people.
I guess my question is, were they particularly dinky fireworks? Or were they like, was it well deserved that she was being like, oh my God?
I think you would have been right there with her based on your reaction.
I mean, it's like, get a better firework family to make it.
Hey, Craig, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. Sure. What's that?
Well, you know, this presentation I'm about to give to the board, it's like a really huge deal. You know,
I know. You've been working on it for a long time.
I really have. And I just want to, like, before we go in there, I just want to ask a favor of you. And that is to just support me. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
right.
Absolutely. Well, of course. Yeah. Well,
it's just.
Duh.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Well, in the past, you've, you tend to, act like my ideas are, like really like disappointing fireworks or something. I feel like they're big splashy ideas.
Right. And then
this is the room we're going to. I think so. Oh, yeah, I've been in this room before. Hi, how are you doing? It's been a few months.
It's been a few months.
Hi.
Let's sit here.
We wanted to get you a new room that you hadn't been in because this is a big. This is big.
It's big.
Mary, do you mind if I just tee this up for 1 second?
I would love it. Please go ahead.
First of all, it's great seeing you guys in the office because the computer stuff has been just,
right? Tell me about it. I'd love to get away from my family.
It's true. A lot of us hate our families. And that's why we're back in the office. And Mary's been working on this presentation for a long time. And I don't want to, I just want to say that I've been getting a lot of emails and I know everybody here is super excited and Mary is just rocking it, kicking it out of the park. So without further ado, why don't you kick us off?
Okay,
this is great. And this is also very important, too.
Yes,
everything, the year depends on this.
Of course it does.
Okay. Toyota Corolla. How do we make it a car of the future?
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah.
Okay.
Mary, what's going on? Keep going.
Yeah.
Go.
So slide one, as you can see here, the traditional Corolla design, it's, you know, it's not exciting, right? It's not exactly.
Using slides? Yes, that's the old slide projector. I remember that. The Kodak.
Sorry, don't let us interrupt you. Go ahead, slide one.
Well, we're trying to come back. We're trying to bring Corolla into 20.
You suck. This sucks. It's like a shitty firework.
Mary, come on. Keep going. What's up? What's
wrong? Gentlemen, will you excuse me for just 1 second? I'm just going to sidebar with my colleague here for a second.
Okay. I'm going to take a look at this old slide machine.
Mary, please don't touch anything. Don't touch anything.
Oh, it's hot.
Please don't touch anything. Craig.
What's going on?
This is exactly what I... You made a sound like I was crashing and burning. You made that sound like I was crashing and burning. I need your support in this, okay?
I think you're misunderstanding what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
This is the new Corolla. Like, I'm like low. What I'm doing is you're going to exceed everybody's expectations because I'm being like, this sucks. And then your ideas are just going to pop.
But they're not. I'm saying the idea and then you're saying they suck. Do you understand?
Yeah, people will make up their own minds. Then they'll be like, well, people like being contrarian. So they'll see me making a decision about what sucks and they'll be like, I'm a contrarian. That's awesome. This is a great Corolla. Like, you got to believe in your ideas.
I do.
I'm teeing you up. Oh, great. Okay, so do I.
Okay, hi.
Let's hear more about this Corolla that makes a crash and burn sound.
No, it doesn't crash and burn. If anything, it flies high with new aerodynamic sighting.
It actually flies? That's what she said.
I sort of just
Does it fucking fly? Nobody knows if it flies or not. It sucks. It sucks, sucks, sucks.
If it flies or if it doesn't, either way,
it sucks.
It has the choice to fly.
It doesn't. Okay. Just to be clear, I meant flying as like a figure of speech. Like, oh, wow, this design's really going to take
figures
off.
Figures of speech suck.
All right. I'm actually fine with figures of speech. I am a little contrarian, though. Go ahead. Let's say it does fly figuratively.
Yes, and we will. They're going to fly right off the shelves, right off the car shelves. So as you can see in this next slide, our steps, our plan for unfolding this new Toyota Corolla, it's going to be threefold. First of all...
Your slide is burning. Do you realize that?
Oh, no. Oh, God. It's on fire. Craig, do something. Craig.
Okay. let's pivot. We want to sell... fire. What if every car, Mary, back me up on this. What if every car that we sold was actually a bunch of flames?
Figuratively or literally? Give them a chance.
Okay, that's your choice. I'm giving you the choice to make it figurative. Listen, guys, I have problems at home.
Craig.
I didn't want this to come up, but I'm dealing with some serious shit. My oldest son, he just dropped out of high school. And I think that what Mary's doing when I was talking shit about all of her things, it was me, what I wanted to say to my son. If I'm being truthful to my son.
You wanted to heckle your son?
I wish I could, but we're not allowed to anymore in this woke world that we live in. We can only be supportive.
I wish I could spank my son.
Exactly. Wow. We all could. Now, what
my
we are doing here.
My father ran over my foot with a car when I was a child.
That's exactly the type of person we should be selling to. These cars, maybe these cars should be tailored to people who want to run over their kids.
That's true.
I guess that's.
I got run over by a Ford Crozer lighter.
Right? Mary, come on.
I mean,
this
cars
is a
can
great
already.
Presentation. Bring it home, Mary.
In conclusion, I think cars
yeah,
can.
Yeah, jam that last slide in there.
In conclusion, cars can already run over kids and people. So. We're not really revolutionizing the car in that way. But if we can lean into a more aerodynamic design,
yes,
then this car why you can heckle whoever you want in it. Your children, your friends, your Craig, I feel like I'm drowning here.
Your parents?
Your parents?
Yourself?
I don't know if this is the message I want to be getting across.
What does Corolla mean? Let's break it down.
So if I can just, you know, I'm not an ad guy, but it just sounds like what you're saying, and I think I like it, is that this new Corolla is so aerodynamic, it can insult your parents.
In a nutshell,
I guess that is what I'm saying.
Sort of that is what it is.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to bring Corolla back. We just continued it 6 years ago. But you know,
Mary,
what?
Mary, I saved your ass out there. What the hell was that?
Hey, I was fucking, I was doing amazing stuff out there, and you almost sunk the ship. But then recovered. I adapted. You're connecting with these guys on a level I don't quite understand, but I do think that I brought it home in the end.
Well, I guess I should ask you, have you ever been run over by a car by one of a loved one or a parental figure?
Every Friday.
Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Sorry, I didn't know anyone was here.
Cat Stevens?
No, Harry Chapin, you asshole.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Chapin. I love that song. But I think you're looking for a different office.
Oh, yes. EMI.
Let's talk some more about that.
Yes, you see, Harry Chapin, his wife wrote that song as a poem. She was a poet.
Oh, wow.
And gave it to him almost like as a cautionary tale. And he loved it and reworked it and made it into that song.
Wait, as a cautionary tale, meaning she could see that his relationship with their son or child was going that direction?
Yeah, that he was on the road so much.
Oh, wow.
He was totally addicted. And he wasn't on drugs or any. I don't know if he was completely sober, but he didn't have that kind of rock and roll lifestyle. But he was addicted to performing. It's crazy. Watch his documentary. He did this work for World Hunger Organization that he helped found, I believe. But his agent talks about how Harry would not say no to anyone. If you would say, I'm having a barbecue in my backyard, Harry, and we're going to give all the money to World Hunger, you know, but we'll raise $300. He would come and do it.
Oh my God.
Harry, this is a weird one. Sorry to call you on the weekend.
No problem. It's the middle of the night. Are you doing a show right now? You need me at?
No, it's not that. This guy keeps bugging me and I just want to get it off my plate. This is just so I can say that I even mentioned it to you. You can just say no immediately.
Yeah, I'll do it. But what
Harry,
is it?
Harry, what's going on? Harry, are you
sweetie, you're interrupting
fucking kidding me?
And my agent.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is why I don't want the phone in the bed with us.
Okay,
this is insane.
I'm sorry. I was just making love to my wife, and she doesn't let me fielding calls when we're making love.
You know what? I'll call. Why don't I call back? Does that
No,
make
no,
sense?
No. It's okay. I can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Harry, don't compare those things to making love to me. This is absurd.
That's one of my favorite ditties. People like how I compare those two things.
Hey, that's why you're you. Everybody knows that you.
All right, hold on. I got to respect my wife.
Thank you.
Out.
And oh my God. Oh
my
didn't you
God. Why did
put
you
put the phone down before
it?
You say that?
I'm going to the bathroom and I'm never coming out. Clip, clop,
oh
clip, clop, clip, clop, slam.
She wears
just
heels
like
in
the
bed.
End of Taxi.
All right. So, first of all,
Next time,
don't pick up when, please, this is for me and for your wife, for the relationship. But, okay, just say no. I'm just, there's this guy.
Yes, go ahead.
Derek Seward, he just again, this is crazy. The money, it's $20.
I'll do it. Sure. How much?
He $20. He wants you just to sing.
I can't pay them $20. No problem. No.
I mean,
where is it?
Essentially, he wants you to go to his office every day at lunch and just play some of your songs while he's eating. He likes your music and he listens to your albums, but he likes you live better. He saw you live last month. And
how long are his lunches?
It's an hour and a half lunch. It's a long lunch, whoa, too. And it's
that's a long set and a long lunch.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Just say no, and I'll just tell him.
No, that. My songs are long. Most of my songs are 8 to 12 minutes.
So that's a yes. So you're saying
that's
yes.
Like I've done pizza with lunches before. That's why I asked how much time. And most people's lunches are around half an hour to an hour. And to me, a half hour lunch, that's 2.5 songs.
Right.
That's no problem.
So this would be 2.5 times 3, which would be 7.5 songs.
I'll just call it 10.
All right. Well, he might need to go back to whatever he's doing. Hold on, my wife is crying.
I got look, we were making love.
Prioritize me.
What's that?
Why don't you prioritize me?
I was up until the call.
Stop taking calls from your agent. You have enough money. You don't need to say yes to everything, Harry.
Harry, can I make a suggestion for you?
Go ahead.
Because I can hear everything that's going on because you haven't put down the phone once. Maybe the key here is you love performing, right?
I love performing. Why, you got another gig tonight?
No, Harry, no!
I'm saying maybe if you recontextualize your relationship with your wife and treat it as a performance, you'll love the time and prioritize her.
I don't know what your agent is.
I've written 100 songs about her. What are you going to say, honey?
I don't know what your agent is saying, but I agree with him. Whatever he's saying.
He's saying I should. How do I incorporate her? What are you saying?
Treat your life as a performance. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be singing to her all the time. I'm saying you're on stage with her. She is your audience, and your conversation is the song. Okay. Your lovemaking is the banter between songs.
I got it. We cut to the next morning at breakfast.
More coffee?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi.
I see everybody's here at the breakfast table.
It's Honey, it's just me. What do you mean, everybody?
That's right. It's just you, honey, at the breakfast table. Everybody's looking good. And we're going to have a good time this morning while we eat some breakfast. I'd like to start off with some song everybody likes.
Oh, the song?
About when, no, I said it wouldn't. He said, don't sing to her. Nope, I'm not going to sing that song about a taxi.
Okay.
A taxi driver driving all night and he picks up a woman that he recognizes from his past, and she recognizes him too, and she's a big time Hollywood actress now, and he's just driving a cab,
Harry,
through the night.
Harry,
what's that?
I need to take you to the dentist. I need to take you to the dentist in 10 minutes. I don't know what's going on, but I need to take you to the dentist.
All right, so let me get you checked in. So you have a 10:30 a.m. appointment.
How's everybody in the waiting room doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's like a banana boat in here. You know what I mean?
All right. What?
I also don't understand what that means.
Well, if you'll just it's a hard life being a. The driver, the captain of a banana boat, I've always said.
I just need you to fill out these forms because it seems that your insurance might have changed. So if you could just take this clipboard back to your seat and just fill it out and we'll call you in a few minutes.
The hard life of the insurance salesman. People don't know when he loses, when he wins. Sorry, I'll just fill it out here. Just saying. Being here with my wife, I love her. Doesn't have to be a show.
Well, okay, thank you. That's nice to hear. Okay, so let's fill in the information here. Okay, you're just writing song lyrics. You're just writing songs.
I didn't realize that. I was putting my social security number there. And those are the lyrics to Banana Boat right there. All right. Okay. We got time for one more, everyone.
Actually, it's going to be Dr. Zebner's running a little bit late. So it's going to be, you have time for, I'm a big fan. You have time for as much as you want.
No, don't do this.
Whale, cats, and creel.
Oh, God damn it.
Let's talk some more about that.
To finish the story, the agent, who also is the agent of Kenny Rogers, he points out in the documentary, he says, Kenny Rogers also raises money for hunger, but he, in one concert, will raise like 300 times more than Harry Chapin does all year in his multiple concerts. And Harry has the same star power. He could do that, but instead he would rather do 200 gigs in a year. Like, that was just his personality.
Oh, my God.
So he's taking money out of the mouth of babes.
Yes, for his Green Device Story songs. That's the takeaway.
That bastard.
Craig, I'm a fan of Craig's Twitter. Just like,
wow,
just like Paul Rust. He's one of the few people I enjoy, Brett and Mary. And every once in a while, he'll do one where I want to do a whole, I want to talk to him for a whole show about it.
Oh,
they're just they're so outrageous or interesting.
Wow.
Craig, what are you saying?
I just say what the people want to hear.
He has different flavors too, let me say.
They're mostly... I'm interested to see what...
Well, let's start with one I believe is just real, which you never know with Craig. Were you cut from yesterday?
Yes, I was cut from yesterday. I absolutely was.
So that's the movie 100%. Yesterday, remind us, I didn't see it, but it's the one where the Beatles don't exist.
Oh.
Yes, it was... I'm forgetting the guy who wrote it wrote... Love Actually as well. Richard Curtis. Mm. And the director is Danny Boyle, who's done a million movies. Heard of him before? And
yeah, he did
they
that
were
toilet movie, yeah.
he did Toilet Millionaire. And I auditioned for it. The audition was great. Like they were, I've told this story, I don't know if I've told it on a podcast, but they were so, no, I don't think I have on a podcast. I've told parts of it, but this part, I did an audition for them and the thing was like two or three lines, but it was just them. It was just Richard Curtis and Danny Boyle. And it was so much fun. Like I think Danny Boyle like got up and improvised the scene with me. It was so much fun.
Cool.
We talked for a while about stuff. Again, this is for like literally a two-line receptionist role. And I walked out of it. I was like, I'm probably not going to get it, but that was like one of the best experiences I've ever had, like doing an audition. It was just so much fun. Months went by, I didn't hear anything. And then like the week before the shoot, they're like, hey, they want you to be this other role or whatever. And for the character's name was Barnaby, which is clearly they're both British. And did the scene. It was really fun to do, but I knew it was like a boardroom scene, and it was the main character's like pitching his album or something because he's making the Beatles songs all his because nobody in society knows the Beatles. And I pitch like my character pitches like a really bad idea of like a bad cover for the album, and it's just like it's like three or four lines, but it's like a comedic thing. And I leave it. It was a good experience. But I know the whole time I'm like, this could easily be lifted from the film. Like there's one, we've all done things, enough things where you're like, this probably isn't going to be in the movie. I don't know. And so I'm like, I see the movie's coming out and I reach out to my reps and I'm like, I want to let people know if this is coming out. Like, but I only want to let them know if I'm actually in it. Can you find out if I'm in it? So like, I go back and forth with my reps. They're like, you're going to be in it. Like you are actually going to be in it. I was like, oh, that's great. That's really exciting. So I put up a video on YouTube and the video is like saying how much I love the Beatles, and I'm gonna sing a song. The joke of the video is I play like, I forget what Beatles song, but I don't know how to play guitar and I have a really bad voice, but it's because I'm in this role. I invite like 10 or 15 friends to see the movie in the theater. And this is like on Monday or Tuesday, I put up the video, invite friends to the movie on Friday. And then on Wednesday or Thursday, I get a text from Danny Boyle himself.
Oh my God.
Being like, hey, Craig, I just want to let you know. I just want to let you know, we ended up cutting the scene. The scene was so funny. You were great in it, but it didn't work out. And again, like, I don't mind, like, it's totally fine. I totally get it. But the fact that I had already said it. And then we went to the movie and I'm essentially just an extra in the film. And, but the funny thing is the tweet that you're referencing is that there's a main actress in the movie was cut fully from the film. Like there was a whole nother storyline. And is it Ana de Armas? Is that her name?
Yeah.
She was fully in the, and in the trailer, she's like in the trailer and he like professes her love to her or something like that.
Whoa.
And it's 100% not in the film. So the tweet that I think you're referencing is that fans of hers are like suing to get like a DVD released with her cut of the film.
Oh, because they enticed with the
or
trailer.
Something like that. Right. So my tweet was like, I also want somebody to start a lawsuit for my cut of the film.
On your behalf. Oh my gosh.
On my
gosh.
Behalf. Because everybody wants to see
Craig's story. We stay true to the story up till where Craig and his friends, they're parking in the parking lot outside the movie theater, and his friends are a little bit ahead of him. Craig, it's Danny.
Yeah.
It's Danny Boyle. Over here, behind the flower pot.
In the... Hello? Who? What?
Remember, Craig.
Yes.
Me. Hey, sorry. How do you know my name? You out.
Are you... You mean Danny Boyle, the director?
Yeah, it's over here. Hey. Mate, come over here.
So good to see you. How are you?
Hi, mate. What's up? Oh, I loved improvising with you.
Oh, that
I
was
tell
the
people
blast.
That audition all the time.
Craig?
Me too. You tell people.
Craig, why are you talking to that potted plant?
Oh, it's a beautiful flower. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll just
keep going. Why don't you just get the tickets? I'll meet you in there.
You got
my text, right?
What text?
That you're not going to be in the film.
Yes, I know. It's not your fault.
It's a bloody studios.
What are you doing here? Are you here because of me?
Yeah, I put you back in. I just want to let you know. I felt bad.
What?
And I snuck it back in.
Why didn't you just text me to let me know?
I loved improvising with you in that audition.
Okay, hey, but didn't you take it? Didn't everybody take it out for a reason? It must have not worked. Like
it bogged down the pace of the film a little bit, but fuck it. Fuck it,
Danny,
mate.
Danny, are you okay? It looks like you haven't slept in... What? I mean, I know you. I mean, we've met before, but I barely know you at all. Are you all right?
But that was the best audition I've ever been in with an actor. I don't know how it was for you.
But you worked with like Ewan McGregor. You've worked with amazing people.
Terrible in auditions. He's terrible in auditions. He's an asshole. I say you want to improvise. He's like, no, stick to the script.
Wow. That is as a director, that would be annoying. But don't you live in England? What are you doing here?
For the premiere and everything.
Oh,
catch up. Catch up to your mates.
Hey, Craig. Oh, there you are.
Hey. So this is crazy. This is so crazy.
What?
I feel like I should keep part of the story secret because he was hiding. So I won't mention that part, but... Remember how I said I was cut from the film and you still are just being supportive, so we're seeing it?
Yeah.
Hey, can I get you some popcorn and some Coca-Cola?
Yeah, anything? We'll have two of each.
I'll also have two of each. I'm going to be in the film. I'm going to be in
it. Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, wait. How do you know?
Any candy?
Yeah.
I guess I'll have two of everything except for snow caps.
And wow. I'll only have two of snow caps and none of everything else.
Wow. Big spenders.
Wait, what do you mean, Craig? But the movie's already been
okay. This is crazy. But remember how I said like the audition with Danny Boyle was like the best audition I've ever been on?
Yeah, you said it was so fun.
He said the same thing about him, which is crazy.
What do you mean he said?
See Danny Boyle in the background, putting on a uniform of the movie theater.
What do you mean you saw him recently?
Coca-Cola in your popcorns.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Can I get a? Do you have a
snow cups? Hi, Mike. Hey, you snow cups and your junior mints.
Thank you.
Oh my God. You know what, Mary? You know what? Why don't you use the bathroom? I'll meet up with you.
I don't have to go.
You have to use the bathroom.
No, I don't.
You have to use the bathroom.
Do you smell something?
I think you. Yeah, a little bit. You should use the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Oh
I don't know
God,
what else to say
so
except for it smells like you need to use the bathroom.
Oh, no. Okay, okay. I'm going to go. So will you hold on my stuff? Hold on. I'll be right back. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
This is so embarrassing.
Wow, mate. That was amazing.
Danny.
You have some kind of amazing charisma.
Danny, I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to be keeping you secret? Why are you hiding everywhere?
I
just
talk
news. To you?
I have some bad news.
What?
Studios found out about me sneaking you back into the movie and they cut you out again.
Oh my God. So I have to tell my friends again? What is this? Why?
Those fucking bastards.
So they, how did they, is it a digital file? How did they
yeah,
were able
it's
to
all
swap
digital.
It out so
all
qu-
these files get fed into the theaters immediately.
Oh.
Straight from the studio.
Hey, Craig.
This
Craig,
sucks.
Yeah. I went into the bathroom and nothing came out. I don't know.
I
don't
you
know
what?
How to explain it.
Mayor, I don't know what else to say, but it's imperative that I really think for your own personal health, you should really give it a second shot.
Is it like farts? Like, what are you smelling?
It's sort of like farts, but like more like worrisome. I don't know how else to say it. Like it's.
I mean,
like
I'll go check again. There was nothing in my pants.
Okay.
Do you want me to go check again?
This isn't my. This is a you problem. This is
okay. 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 I'm going. Okay. I'm going.
Danny, what am I supposed to do
mate,
here?
I'm so sorry. Look, I have some of my boys. They're gonna hack what? In and try to put you back into the movie.
Danny,
so
I don't want to get in
time.
Trouble for this. Like. Do they know that, like, I'm part of it? Like, it's because of me? Because I still audition. I do other jobs. I don't want to be, like, persona non grata at the studio or something.
Fuck him, mate. Fuck him.
No, I know you can say fuck him because you're Danny Boyle.
I'll put you in every movie I ever make. For now on.
Really?
We'll improvise. Just you and me. That'll be the movie next time.
That doesn't
just
sound
you
like
and me
a movie.
In an audition room.
Hey, you, I listen, it's so nice that you're doing this and I really appreciate it, but you're creeping me out a little.
Go ahead. It's about
point.
To start. The movie's about to
okay,
start. You're in the first scene. I
hey,
jammed you in the first
okay.
scene. It doesn't hey, make any sense.
Craig, I don't know what to say. There's nothing in there.
It's okay. You know what? It
folks,
might have
you gotta
been,
get to your
it,
seats. We're about to start.
Let's get to our seats.
Okay,
it
okay.
might have been a weird smell stuck in my own nose. Do you understand what I'm saying? It might have just been me and my within my own nose.
Okay,
let's
so
just
so
go
then
in.
You
let's
should get checked
in.
Out. Okay, okay, okay. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's just go sit down.
Okay, so you're not in it?
So I
you
think
are
I remember I was said I was in that
yeah.
business meeting scene, but I think I might be in the first scene
Watch,
of the film now.
You just stepped on my foot.
Oh,
so sorry.
Ow!
Sorry. We're just
hey,
trying
I'm
to
in
get
the
to
film.
Our seats.
I'm really sorry. I'm in the film.
About to
I
start
think.
The motion picture.
Oh, it's so nice that they added that.
I know.
Since
you
they
never
reopened.
Hear that. Yeah. The motion picture. Wow.
Yeah. It's so
hey,
great.
Mate, I'm behind you.
Okay.
You
so I'm
doing?
Just going to get settled.
You're back
and
in for sure.
Okay. Great. Is it from the scene that.
No, no. It's your scene and our audition. I stuck the audition right at the top of the movie.
Oh, why, opening credits! Opening credits! This is so cool.
Hi, my name is Craig Rowan. I'm 5'10 and a half.
Craig!
I'm auditioning for the role of receptionist.
Craig, oh my God!
That's great, Maya! Oh that's the best slate I've ever seen!
What's this? They're just showing my audition. You have that's a welcome to the office. You have a 3 o'clock with Mr. Bonneville.
You know what, mate? Throw down the script, rip it up. Let's just you and I improvise.
Is this a all part right, of the movie? What is this?
I don't know. All right. Welcome to the office. You have a 4 o'clock with Mr. Bonerville.
That's great.
I'm not following the story.
I'm going to take my fucking shirt off.
Oh, I forgot that Danny Boyle took his shirt off during the audition.
Oh, my God.
This is fucking crazy.
Do push-ups.
Three, four, five. Mr. Boyle, I can't do more than 4 push-ups.
Oh.
Okay, Craig, I'm out of here. Oh, my God, you're... I'm out of here.
I agree. I'm gonna leave too. This is really, this sucks.
No, you know what?
This is weird. You forget.
You know what?
What?
We're done.
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Let's talk some more about that.
All right. So that's a real one, Mary.
Okay, that's a real one. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, man.
That's real.
That's I was not real.
In yesterday. But you guess what, Mary? You also weren't in yesterday.
Yeah.
Now that's true.
Me neither.
And Matt either. Wow.
We all have stories.
We all have stories. Yesterday. Oh, boy, do we. Oh, boy, do we.
Okay. Here's one that pissed me off, Craig. Answer this one.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
I don't mean to be a film snob, but in the trailer for the new Jurassic Park... When a big shadow looms over the airplane, Chris Pratt is in, and there's a weird screeching sound, and he says, "That's another plane, right? I knew it was going to be a dinosaur, not a plane." Okay. So Craig, in that tweet, what he's saying is he sees the trailer, Mary.
Brother. Yeah, yeah.
And this is before we know anything about the movie. We haven't read the script. We don't know what's happening.
We know. I mean, we can guess based on the title, just because
well,
we
know
like
it's
a,
in a
an
Jurassic
established
Park.
Franchise. Yeah, yeah.
But also Chris Pratt's a great actor. I'm believing anything he's saying.
Totally.
I'm not. You speak for yourself, Craig. You're saying you actually knew.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. I'm 90% sure there's like literally a dinosaur shadow over them as it happens. And the line is, yeah, what is it? It's, please tell me that's another plane, right?
Yeah.
So he's turning to the person next to him when potentially a killer dinosaur is over their head. And he says a snarky thing rather than, holy shit, go faster or dive down. Or like, it's just, first of all, I love movies. I'm not above it. I enjoy action movies. I know that you throw an quip in there, but it's just so, it's such a cliche line and such a trailer line.
In that moment.
Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because a dinosaur shadow is so different than an airplane.
Yeah, and it's literally like, and he's like, please tell me that's another plane. And it's like, do you have to be cute in that moment?
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? I get it. Yeah. It's too much cute. You need to be, to be really gentle about your cute in like these kinds of high intensity situations. You can't be cute all the time because then it's not cute.
It's not cute.
You know
if you're living
mean?
In a Jurassic world, it ain't cute anymore. Cute.
Well, there should be like a no joke thing, like on like with bombs at the TSA.
They're like, let's agree they're going to be dinosaurs. Let's joke about whatever, but no,
not a joke about a dinosaur.
We have to live.
Yeah, we could joke about anything.
Now, Matt? Did that really bother you? That tweet?
No.
Well, geez, you really set it up like there's going to be an explosive confrontation.
I thought he was going to lean into the reality of it more. Let's go into Brett. Can we share the audio of something on Craig's Twitter page?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, this is cool.
This is like mind boggling.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit.
Go to around March 4th tweets. Okay. Or I think it's March 10th.
Not March 4th.
Oh, no.
No, you retweeted a really funny clip.
Oh, I also, I'm going to, because this is all about me, later on I want to suggest one tweet.
Oh,
that okay. is an audio clip.
Ooh,
is it the Batman fun. One?
I don't know what the Batman one is.
Have you found it?
Yeah, is that the one, the Batman one?
Yeah, let's play the audio.
This is great. This is Found Footage Fest.
Share the whole thing with us, actually, if you don't mind.
Everybody should go to foundfootagefest.com. These guys are...
So this is, I guess I need to set it up a little bit, which is what? 1992's Batman Returns was a powder keg, especially for teen critics. So this is a 1992 clip of some teenage critics talking about Batman.
Incredible.
So Danny, what did you think of the movie?
It was very violent. It was a total attack against kids, the whole movie. Everything that kids love was being used against them.
Like what?
Clowns. Even the Penguin had a ducky boat.
Oh my God.
And things that kids could identify with.
Peasants and mobiles. All that type of stuff were using to hurt kids mobiles. And capture kids. Penguin's total goal was to hurt kids.
You think it was scary then?
Definitely for kids.
Yeah, for you?
What? I was actually a little bit scared, and I have never been scared of a movie like this before. Yeah. I come out of Terminator 2, fine.
Cutting to these kids, it's so funny.
Penguin always had goop coming out of his mouth. Catwoman took her claws and played tic-tac-toe on a man's face.
And how many times have you seen it?
I saw it twice to get a real good view of it.
Right, oh my God.
That's the best punchline is the I saw it twice to get it. It's so funny that it's like clearly all things that one of his parents said about the film.
Yes.
And he's like, can we see it again for research?
Yeah. I want to get a good view of it.
So Terminator 2, that's pretty violent. So I'm wondering.
Terminator 2 is so violent. It's insane. That was my first R-rated movie in the theater. I was 7 years old. It's very violent.
Is that the one where he has liquid metal?
Yeah.
So that means he's like going through people's brain.
Oh yeah. Stabbing people's finger.
So that he compared that scene to Catwoman playing tic-tac-toe on a man's face. Interesting.
Right.
I wonder if it's more scary or if he what makes that kid want to do that setup and say that.
I mean, I think Batman is too, which I've recently rewatched the first half of, is grosser. It like Penguin is gross for sure. He's disgusting. And there's more like gross out humor or gross out stuff like that.
But is it cheesy gross out or is it sincerely gross?
It's a little bit cartoonish, but it's still like, he Danny DeVito has like all this like black goop coming out of his hand, like mouth, and he's holding like a severed hand. And it's Tim Burton. So it's like, it's sort of cartoony, but it feels, it's like stylized, but it's still gross.
Have you seen the new Batman?
Not yet.
Have you?
I'm halfway done and I have mixed feelings on it, but the Penguin is not stylized at all.
I've seen photos of him. Yeah.
Isn't the Riddler just wearing like a jumpsuit?
Yeah. I kind of appreciate it because the Riddler in the original, in the TV Batman was so ridiculous. That bright green suit with question marks on it.
I like it.
So this is like, you know, the other end of the spectrum, which is just creepy and weird and sadomasochistic looking, and our bondage, I guess. And, but then the Penguin's just nothing, man. I was like, give me a little bit something. I guess he has kind of a pointy nose, a little bit.
And it's Colin Farrell, right? In like a huge, I've seen people online.
Why?
I've seen people online being like, why didn't you give it to like a character actor who has a good look rather than...
I didn't even know that until you just said it. And I'm like, what a waste. Yeah, we needed a character actor putting a spin on it.
Give it to Paul Giamatti. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Give it to Paul Giamatti is what you're saying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Dude, what you're saying right now is you're saying they should have cast that actor Paul Giamatti because he looks more like the Penguin.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I get it. What you're saying is Paul Giamatti would have done a better job acting that same role than Colin Farrell would have.
Well, that's what exactly what I'm saying. Also, it would cost like thousands of dollars less because, I mean, the makeup. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring that budget down. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I so know what you're saying, Craig. I feel like, I'm sorry, Mary, I don't want to alienate you, but I'm so like knowing what he's saying right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You've like actually turned your back to me, Matt.
I know,
like,
and we're on Zoom. It's hard.
I know. You're really just to... not including me in the conversation.
I guess I have to figure out what square you're in
for you and me.
Yeah.
Looking at you.
Pretty clear. I think just face the screen and then, yeah. I mean, I have opinions about this too. I mean, I think so. I think I get it. Like, you're just saying.
You don't then. Yeah. You don't. Because
I do.
You'd know.
Okay, I know. Then I know. Okay.
It's like people who've done acid and haven't. It's like, you know, you just
How
haven't
is it
done
like
acid.
That?
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying I actually have done acid. I'll have you know.
Have you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I have. I know
but
what it
But have
feels
you ever
like.
Really gotten Craig?
Yes, I'm getting Craig
that
right
hesitation
now.
Proves but that you haven't.
Here's
because
the thing.
It's an insane question.
I haven't done acid, so you don't know what I'm saying because you have.
Well that doesn't make
dude,
Matt,
I've
you've
done
acid.
Acid too. I've done acid, but I totally get you, man. I'm totally get you.
God, Matt, stop jumping up and down. Yeah, everything
Look what
in
I'm
the room.
With my arms.
What are you doing? Put that glow stick down.
I'm making trails with my arms through my love of everything Craig says.
Matt,
I totally get it.
Let's be real. It sounds to me like you're overselling this. It sounds like you don't actually get what Craig is saying. Like you're
oh, like
really...
the person who's not high but pretends they are because everyone else is?
Exactly. So do you really
Here,
understand?
I will read another one of Craig's. Watch this. I'm going to totally get this. I'm just going to pick
Watch
a random
this.
One.
Watch this.
Watch this.
I'm totally going to get
behind you.
This one. Okay. Don't know who needs to hear this right now, but John Goodman, more like John Greatman.
That's good.
That is so funny. And it's not just a play on words on good and great, which is what you think it is.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I did think it was that, but I thought, yeah, there's more to that.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. That's not it. Not at all.
What?
Can I suggest one?
You're like a Fish fan who just has Fish records but have never actually been to a concert. Not a fan.
What are you doing? What is this? Why are you coming for me like this? It feels like you are trying to, you're trying to, I don't know, suck up to Craig or something. Like you totally get what he's saying.
Not at all. I don't even like him as a person. Listen to this one. My favorite unborn member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Fetus. Hilarious. And this is way before all that abortion stuff going on. He's way ahead of the curve.
Here, I'm going to put one in the chat that I think should we should listen to the audio of. Because
oh
I think this is...
Audio?
Well...
This is going to be so cool. Don't interrupt it, Mary.
Oh. Also, by the way, everybody who's like, wow, I was expecting Craig's Twitter to be great. Great! Is like, oh yeah, Craig was right when he said it was bad.
Wait, Brett, are you gonna play for all of us?
Okay.
This is some background. Okay. Is that at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like just for fun, I watched like a movie every day. So I just wrote down what movie I was watching on Twitter.
That's cool.
And then, but I watched the movie Capone with Tom Hardy, and there was this one shot from it that, and I'd write like a little thing for each movie that I watched about whatever, if I liked it or whatever. But then I just started posting this clip for a lot of them because it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Okay, gentlemen.
What the fuck?
It's a prolonged shot of Tom Hardy as Al Capone shitting his pants with fart noises.
Why?
And it's in a movie that, like, I think it's people thought, like, when they were making it, that this might be like a Academy Award movie. He just, because it's like he has, like, what did he have, like, syphilis or something? Like, his brain was going crazy.
Oh my god!
And then there's just this scene where I was watching it, and there's just, he's pooping, and there are loud fart noises, and him just grunting, and he's wearing all this prosthetic makeup, and it's like, why did everybody think that this was a real, should be a scene in a movie?
Hey guys, thanks for coming in for ADR. Always appreciate when the actors do that.
And of course. Well, we want the film to be the best it can be.
It's great. It's looking fantastic,
okay,
guys.
Okay, good.
And we don't even have any lines we need to do. Remember that airport scene we shot?
Uh-huh.
We just need to
do
with
that dinosaur.
No, right. This is before that. This is where you're. Right. You guys are all in the bathroom before you go out to the shuttle. Uh-huh. So we just need to get some pissing foley.
Wait,
we're just going to get some...
From us?
Wait, isn't there just a little bit of dialogue? Like there's a joke or something, and then we just pop back out and we get in the plane?
Yeah, the director, you know, Danny, he wants just real sounds people make when they're pissing, though.
Can't you get that from like a sound effect library?
No,
like
we have the pee. We have the pee.
Oh, you have the pee?
Yeah, wait, just so the kind of grunting or relief or whatever sounds
Well,
you
I
make.
Don't grunt when I pee.
But don't
I know,
you?
I'm just saying, huh?
Look, I... Okay. Wait, so...
I just don't. Well, I'm just being honest.
Grunting, so it's like an excruciating poop. What?
Okay, I'm about to play something, guys. Full disclosure. That is you. That's you, Mary, on the set. Our audio guy. You left your
hat
on.
Okay, that's not real. That's not real. Because that sounds like it's coming from a great height.
No, that is real. That's what I sound like.
Let me turn it off.
Well, that's what I don't think that's. I don't think that should be for my character.
That's me. I could hear that.
Because also, my character's not even going to the bathroom in this scene. I'm just in there with
you. You recorded that? Wait, from my
dressing room? You guys left your packs on, and when you went to the bathroom, you're supposed to take your packs off.
That's so
your audio packs.
Yeah, we understand.
And I know you make grunts, Mary. I literally could use the grunts that you make, but I thought you would want your privacy of your real grunts and want to re-record some ones for the movie. But if you want me to use your actual grunts, you want me to play them right now?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, because I don't believe you. I don't.
Okay, here's you pissing.
Okay.
And the relief sounds, whatever you want to call it. Here we go. And...
All right.
Wait till the end and you're done. Okay, you hear that? Okay, let me turn that off.
I have so many questions.
This is absurd. I do not grunt like the brass section of an orchestra when I start using the bathroom. This is crazy. Okay, and I definitely don't laugh, you know, maniacally when I'm peeing.
That was the audio guy laughing when he heard you doing that. So that's why we have to re-record this. If you could just give us some real urine relief sounds, everybody does.
Fine.
Do you want to go first? Or you guys both want to do it simultaneously? We can do either one.
I mean, I sort of want to go second so I can see how, like, I don't want to be the first one to do it because honestly,
nice.
It's embarrassing.
Thanks, Craig.
Okay. Let's just cut to the end of the pee.
Is there an end? That was the longest piss I've ever heard.
Really?
I just want to say...
You've never been on a road trip.
I just want to say...
You're right. I haven't. That's neither here nor there.
Are you going to be using our actual pee sounds? Or are you doing... sound effect pee sounds. I'm confused about what pee are we doing? Because in the scene, there's no pee.
Let me play a sound effect pee sound and you tell me if it sounds better.
It's not the same.
No, it's not.
I'll use that. It sounds too high, right? It sounds like it's being launched from way
we're
too
not
high.
We're not even in the bathroom for that long. We say a joke. Like, we're not even using the bathroom in the bathroom. Like, the whole joke
can
of
I,
it.
Can I make right. a
when
request?
You see the picture, it looks like you're shaking, and it looks like you're making relief sounds.
Is Danny set on this? Because honestly, you know my fans, like they come to expect something from me. I don't want to be pissing in the scene. I want to be dropping a big deuce.
No.
You do?
No.
What do you mean they expect that of you?
Let's just get both takes. We'll start with you, Craig. Let's just get you a take of you, the sound you make at the end of a pee, then the sound you make during and at the end of a poo.
This is insane.
And action.
Oh, God. So this is the end of pee?
End of pee.
So this is Craig, take one. I'm slating for myself.
I'll just cut it in. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. There she is.
Who's she? The pee or your penis?
There she is. She's coming out in full bloom. There she is.
Oh, you could.
There.
You. You anthropomorphize your the pee, not the penis.
She's a beaut. Okay, a beaut.
I'm sorry.
She's a watery beaut.
This is crazy. There's no way Danny's going to use this in the film. We're not even. You don't even see us.
We just, you know, pieces, just real pieces. I just want you guys to be as real as possible. Now you want to do the poop, or Mary, you want to try a pee first? Just give me something subtle. It sounds like you want to do something
I
really
do.
Subtle.
I do. Okay, fine.
Subtle. Action.
Oh.
That's too subtle.
Oh. Okay.
All right, that was nice. That was real.
No. You said pee, and then it turned into something. And I was going like, oh, I was making little sounds, and then it became a really awful sounding poop.
What's awful about it? Did they sound dehydrated? I gotta say something.
This makes a lot of sense. Like, because on set, I was like, you gotta go to the bathroom. Like, I knew I was smelling something. Like, you have to go. Like.
I did go to the bathroom. There's nothing in there. Okay. There was nothing.
No, there was something.
What?
It was worrisome how it smelled. And I've got to say, now that I hear the audio, I know I was right.
But that's not me. But this is a sound effect they just wanted me to react to. That's not me. That's not me pooping.
Guy, there's no, you guys are amazing actors. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Craig, are you ready to do your poo?
Do the voice of me pooing?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
No, please don't narrate the poo itself.
Okay. So this is, okay.
We got Giamatti
It's about to come out. That is what I say right beforehand. So that's just to get in the headspace.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Ew. I want to die.
Okay.
Isn't her audio probably bleeding into my audio? She's yelling the whole time.
To die.
This all sounds real, though. This sounds like what would be said.
To die.
Danny's going to love that.
This is a cut to.
Okay.
Is everybody ready to a cut to?
Yeah.
This is Anywhere USA, Monday morning.
Oh.
After the film comes out.
Okay.
Do you guys see Jurassic World this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did.
I had two thoughts. Tell me if you agree with me or not.
Okay.
First of all, I knew for a fact it was going to be a dinosaur.
Yeah, dinosaur.
Right. Yeah, it was obvious. Right. Yeah.
Did you guys notice there was like a prolonged like pissing shitting scene?
There was
a scene where they were in the bathroom for like 14, 15 minutes, like pissing and shitting and like groaning.
And it was at that moment I was like, this franchise has finally elevated to the next level.
Yes.
Going from thriller action to just pure drama.
Yeah. Well, because I was like, yes, like dinosaurs exist. You're about to get in that plane, like you're obviously going to want to go in there and expel whatever's in you so you can really focus on, you know, stopping the dinosaurs.
Wow. I have to say, I didn't have the same feeling about it. I also got confused about that audition tape that was right in the middle of the movie.
That I also agree. That felt a little bit weird. Strange.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, we have to address one more thing before we leave.
We have to address
so
it.
So I'm a Brett knows. I've been a basketball coach, but we just finished that season.
Oh, nice.
Very do you play cool. basketball, Mary? Or did
yeah,
you?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What ages?
I played in elementary school and middle school and beginning of high school.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. And then I was on that rec league that had a bunch of comedy ladies on it out here. That
oh,
was
yeah. Okay. I didn't see you in the documentary. I guess you were
well,
before
I wasn't
that.
Good.
Oh, that's how they judged you. Got cut like
got cut
Greg from yesterday.
Yep.
So now I'm getting into soccer coaching, right? And this and they're AYSO. It's this big kind of national league, and they have so much stuff you have to go through to be a coach. It's crazy. I did this thing called Safe Haven yesterday that took me, not exaggerating, 3 hours to do, an online course. Whoa. And these were some examples. And Danielle, when I was reading examples to her, she's like, it's like a course on teaching you to be human. Multiple choice. A parent who stands on the sidelines and throws his hands up in the air, hits his head with the palm of his hand. And throws his water bottle to the ground during games would be demonstrating what type
what?
This is hilarious.
Of abusive behavior.
Oh my God.
Emotional abuse, physical abuse, neglect abuse, or ethical abuse.
I'd say physical. What do you think, Craig?
It's emotional.
I think it's emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't touch it. Oh,
use.
Unless I threw the.
Looks like someone can't.
Someone didn't go. But it was a physical gesture. If someone had been around, they would have
you
gotten hit.
You should see the examples of physical abuse, my friend.
No. This is crazy.
The examples they give in this and other things are like true, false. Like, is this appropriate? You're like, of course it's not appropriate. Oh, my God.
Wow.
If someone failed this, they should get an alert to the police.
The one thing I'll say that's good about that question is it. I thought it was going to be like, is this good or bad? But it was like what
some
type
are
of
like
abuse?
That
yes,
like,
it says it's
but it said like in the question it's saying it is abuse, you know what I mean? So they're setting you up to be like
yeah. And that one they did. Another one was this one was cracked me up. It is, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like it was about a pizza party. After the game, the coach has invited everyone to the pizza party, except for Charlie, who didn't play well. is this, and it was like, A, is this a motivational coaching tool? Or B, is this emotional abuse?
I say it's physical abuse.
You still think it's physical abuse?
Well, yeah, you're depriving a kid of pizza. That's physical. Yeah.
This is so interesting to me. I have to say, like, I think about this a lot with my old baseball coaches, mm-hmm. or my experience, like, growing up with sports.
Yeah.
And how, like, fucking psychotic some of them were.
Yeah.
Like, screaming in our faces. Like, I basically quit baseball, even though I was pretty good. Like, after this one coach I had, I was going to have him again. And he was, like, very respected. But he would scream at us and like demoralize us. And ugh. I was like scared to play a game with him.
So awful.
There's another coach I had who would hit his own kid on the team.
No.
Like in front of all of us. You just smack the shit out of him.
What the fuck?
And we'd all just kind of just be like, whoa, you know, don't get involved. But I always think about being an adult now. And those guys are probably somewhere around like our ages, you know, like if I saw one of my old friends from high school or something like treating little kids like that
really?
on a little league game, I'm just like, why was no parent in the audience just like ridiculing that guy who was coaching us? You know, I always think about that.
Let me give you a subtler one where some people, well, let's just give it to you here. Whatever. Charlie's late for practice. The coach makes him run two laps. Mm-hmm. Is this a A, is this a motivational coaching tool or is this emotional abuse?
I mean, we grew up, that's that motivational.
Very common,
That's, I could see that now, how that would be perceived as abuse.
I even think this test said that was okay. I can't remember, but that was okay. One where I was like, I don't know.
That was a huge tool.
That's like essentially like every sports documentary ever. That's like essential.
Yeah.
Like to, that's like, but it is punishment.
Yeah.
It is it's
likely something out of the kid's control because they're not taking the, like, they have parents
the parents should be the one that, like, your parents have to run laps.
I remember my soccer teammate had to do a lap because he was like a huge troublemaker every single practice. He was just trolling the coaches and stuff. They'd make him do a lap and then, which is the worst punishment we could get, but then he pulled his pants down as he was doing the lap, like to moon everybody as he was doing it.
So but didn't the coach see that?
He always found a way.
But it would just like...
He must have been really good at the game.
Just riled him up to a point where, you know, you don't know what else you can even do to...
Okay, Matt. Well, I'm so excited that you want to be a chaperone with us on the school trip to the Statue of Liberty. We love having parent volunteers and we're just thrilled to have you.
Thanks. I was really good at history in high school, so it means something to me.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, it's not an automatic yes. There is there is a questionnaire that I just need to walk through with you. It's just standard procedure just before we bring anybody fully on board to be a chaperone, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a gift from France.
The Statue of Liberty.
Is that going to be on the test?
No. This is more about just behavior and just making sure that the kids are safe and that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So question number one.
It originally wasn't green.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The statue.
I didn't know.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a lot of facts like that. Yeah. So I'll be great on this tour.
Well, that's fun. No, for sure. And we want you there. It's just, we just got to make sure that.
Go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Okay. So question number one, if you were keeping a human being in your basement without food or water for a number of days, would you say this was A, right? B, wrong? Or C, unsure?
I guess this is an obvious one, but now I feel like it's a trick question because it's unsure. Because I don't know if I'm keeping him down there for a reason, like he's bad to society or he could be a junkie or in a cult. I'm deprogramming. That's obviously unsure.
Interesting. Okay. Question number two. There is a bank in town that is full of money.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I lost my place for a second.
All right.
It's full of money. Ooh. You decide to rob the bank. Do you use a wrench, a pipe, or a candlestick?
To rob the bank?
Mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to ask questions or no. I have to just go on?
You have to just go.
Give me. Because rob the bank, it's not clear if I'm breaking in at night, I need a wrench, threatening someone with a candlestick.
Matt, this is just standard. This is a questionnaire you're going to come across a thousand times. If you're going to be doing anything involved with kids, this is just
I feel
standard.
Like it's a trick question. It doesn't have anything to do with kids robbing a bank. So I feel like, and I'm already making a poor ethical choice by robbing the bank. So I guess a candlestick, because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Interesting.
Is that what you want me to say?
I can't tell you.
I just want kids to think I'm smart about the Statue of Liberty. That's what I want to get out of this.
Okay. Yes. And I want that for you. You just have to answer these questions and then Okay. Question number three. Let's say you were a serial killer.
I shouldn't be with kids. No matter what my answer
is. Okay, can I just finish a question? Let's say you're a serial killer. What body part would you keep as trophies? A, ears. B, finger toes.
Is that finger/toes?
Yeah, finger toes.
I have different opinions on those.
Or C, butts.
Butts? Ugh.
All right, Matt. Well, so you passed the first level of questionnaire to go to the trip to New York to see the Statue of Liberty, which I don't know if you know this, but wasn't originally green.
I do know that.
That's great. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
We're so excited that you are interested. And as Mary told you, there are a few little hoops that you need to jump to before we can agree to have you. So you passed the first. You did very well.
I thought it was just one hoop, honestly.
Well, you.
This is a second hoop.
It's one big hoop, but you have to jump through it a couple times and in a couple different ways.
Oh, back and forth through the same hoop.
Right. Yes. So this is the next phase of hoop jumping. And I'm laying out three weapons in front of you.
Oh my God.
There's a candlestick, a wrench, and a pipe. If you'll see where we are, across the street is a bank that is filled with money. I need you to go in there with one of the three, the same weapon that you chose on the questionnaire. I need to pick the same weapon that is key to this. So don't forget. I hope you remember what you chose.
Oh my God, I don't.
I need to go into the bank without fatally wounding anyone. Now, remember, everything I'm saying, keep in mind, all these things I'm saying are part of the test. So the wording that I'm using is specific. Without fatally wounding anyone and bringing back no less than $50,000 in cash without what we call a paint pack. And that's a paint pack that'll blow up and stain all the money Okay.
Hello. I'm here at the bank. I'm depositing a check. What are you doing here, sir?
Oh, I have this candlestick that my grandmother gave me. I'm going to put it in my safe deposit box. It's a special candlestick
to
this family.
So
or
nice.
I'm going to stick it up your fucking ass, lest you give me all your goddamn money.
Excuse me? Stick it up my ass?
Unless you give me all your money.
Oh, okay. Here's some Welsh's. Werther's, but I also do have Welsh fruit snacks in here.
Welsh's grapes in my pants.
Yes, there's that. And then, you see, I don't have any cash. Oh, no. Oh, sir. Oh, please. Oh, help. Tell her. Help. This.
Yes.
This man is threatening to put a candlestick up my ass.
Oh, well, don't do that, sir. Why would you do that?
You know what? That's a good question. Why would I do that? Is it really worth it going on a field trip as a chaperone to rob a bank with a candlestick by threatening an elderly woman? I don't think it is. What's
bravo.
Well done. I'm pulling my wig off.
Oh, you're not old.
And I'll also pull my wig off. We're the two people that gave you the questionnaire and the second hoop to jump through. And this isn't a real bank. This is actually my house, and we've made it look like
it's
a bank.
It's not filled with money?
Oh, it is filled with money.
It is filled with money, but it's not a real bank.
And seeing humans, this whole thing has been a bank filled with money. These are two of my favorite. I couldn't breathe in some of those scenes for real, being with you guys again.
No, so
Mary,
fun.
You must have something to plug. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I do. I'm in a film called Senior Year that's coming out on Netflix on May 13th. 10 days. Woo. Oh my gosh. Crazy. Woo!
I will definitely see that.
It'll be fun, yeah.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, and Brandon Scott Jones wrote it and is in it, and it's got Rebel Wilson and Sam Richardson and Zoe Chow. It's got a great group.
Man, oh, I'm going to watch that.
Good.
Craig.
That sounds great.
Thanks.
Yes, well, obviously, I don't need to plug my Twitter because everybody knows how good
it is. Oh, I so plugged your Twitter, didn't I?
Yeah, and I would urge you all to see yesterday to see me as an extra. And then I worked on at some point there are going to be new animated episodes of Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
Oh, no
way. Yeah.
That's exciting. But
I think they're shorts. Yeah, and I wrote for a show that should be, I'm hoping, will come out this year called The Big Door Prize, and that'll be on Apple TV.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, and love it.
It'll be great.
That's what's up.
All right, humans, go to mattbester.com to see what I'm working on, and keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production, produced by Britt Morris and Amelia Chapello. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like The States of Perfection. Use promo code ESTATES for a 1 month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.